Welcome to WDOT News, and now with World News, here's Sanchez.
There's been many different events happening in the world right now, with the Iran-USA war happening, with Iran attacking USA military bases, killing multiple American soldiers after USA and Israel started bombing Iran. Some more major news happening in the world right now is France boosting their nuclear arsenal. President Emmanuel Macron has stated that the next 50 years will be an era of nuclear weapons. He also announced the launch of the nuclear submarine that is going to be named the Invincible. He added on by saying that the 8 of their allies will be taking part in the new advanced deterrence strategy, which is told to be the next major project that will have the biggest influence on the world. And now with more on the war, we have Addison.
On February 28th, the United States and Israel began coordinated strikes on Iran, officially starting a new war. Within the first day, a U.S. missile ended up killing Iran's supreme leader, causing a split in the politics in Iran, with some celebrating in the streets while others mourn his passing. President Trump has told the public on Monday that he is prepared to stay as long as necessary, causing public unrest regarding how long this war may last. The war is also spreading across the Middle East, with U.S. embassies in Saudi Arabia, some areas in the United Arab Emirates, and British bases in Cyprus all being hit. Said British base that was bombed marks the first European country to be striked, causing tensions in political spheres and public fears about possible World War III. Now, with national news, here's Jack Steinberg.
Today, the Republican and Democratic primary for U.S. Senate in Texas is going to occur, with competitive races on each side. For the Republicans, incumbent Senator John Cornyn is in a tight race against Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a loyal Trump supporter who was impeached for misconduct in 2023. On the Democratic side, Democrats are looking to win the first Senate seat in Texas since 1988. James Tallarico, a highly religious figure, is facing the more progressive Jasmine Crockett, who made headlines for her feud with Marjorie Taylor Greene. Kristi Noem is going to testify in the Senate today for the first time since the deaths of protesters by ICE agents in Minnesota, as well as a potential terrorist attack on a bar in Texas. Noem is expected to undergo fierce questions from Democratic senators who claim that she instructed ICE agents to abuse their power and violate constitutional rights. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that New York City's only Republican majority House district, held by Republican Nicole Malliotakis, will remain in place for the 2026 midterm elections. This case comes at a time where many states, including California and Texas, are drawing congressional maps to favor their dominant political party, which has been widely criticized by members of both parties. Now with local news, here's Venters.
Long Island has been pretty crazy recently with all this snow and frigid temperature. A 64-year-old man was found dead in the snow in Deer Park. His cause of death is still unknown, local police say. Meanwhile, on Sunrise Highway in East Quogue, an LI man was found with 150 pounds of marijuana and $12,000 cash in the back of his van. State troopers say he was arrested on felony drug charges. Also, Massapequa Park's Jesse Findling advanced to the top 30 round of American Idol with his rendition of Love in the Dark performance. Furthermore, Justin Timberlake has sued Sag Harbor to prevent the release of a body camera containing footage of his arrest. He's also seeking a restraining order against the Suffolk County Supreme Court judge. That's Long Island. And now with business news, here's Yuri.
AI is everywhere. It's not just for homework anymore. Companies are using it to replace entire departments. Inflation and tariffs are making basic stuff, like shoes and electronics, cost way more than they used to. It's making it harder for small businesses to stay open. But at the same time, you see random people getting rich off side hustles. Oil prices are spiking because of all the unrest in the Middle East. It's not just about gas prices. It's probably going to see the price of shoes and clothes go up again. Here's Tech News with Sean.
Today's top tech news is the topic on how there are fast developments of AI. This started with Google securing a multi-billion dollar deal to supply AI to Meta. A lot of different people around the country and world have different perspectives on how AI is positively affecting us humans and negatively affecting us. The government and tech world is focusing towards the rapid changes in AI and making sure it remains under control and safe. Also, Apple is launching the iPhone 17 E to boost sales. A hot topic right now in the tech world is a question people have. Why are all the new iPhones that come out recently all have different types of chargers? All the different types of chargers are leaving people satisfied and aggravated at the same time. Personally, I think every phone, no matter the model difference, should have the same charger. It's easier and lasts forever. And now with sports, here's Cooper.
Recently, there has been plenty of action in sports. In the Olympics, the men and women's hockey team won gold. The USA collected 12 gold, 12 silver, and 9 bronze medals in total. In the MLB, spring training has started, and the Mets and Yankees are looking to have a breakout year. The Mets recently acquired infielder Bo Bichette, and he is transferring positions from shortstop to third. In the NBA, the Knicks could have hope. They beat the Spurs by 25 two nights ago and play again tonight against the Raptors. The Nets aren't having a good season. In the NHL, the Rangers also aren't having a good season, and the Oilers are better than ever. They currently are on a 3-game win streak. They play a game Wednesday against the Ducks. Another exciting event coming up is the World Baseball Classic. Now, with more on that, Klarman.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, March 4th, will kick off the World Baseball Classic. That happens every 4 years. Think of the World Cup, but for baseball, for those of you who don't know what it is. 20 teams from around the world, some including the USA, Canada, Mexico, Puerto Rico, the Dominican Republic, Great Britain, Australia, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Venezuela, and many more. For the past few days, including today, there have been many exhibition games taking place between teams in the MLB and teams representing their countries from around the world. For example, today at 3:08 p.m., our team USA will be playing the San Francisco Giants just for practice. Some key players representing Team USA include Paul Skeens, making his first appearance in the WBC, Bryce Harper, the Home Run Derby winner of 2025, Cal Riley, Roman Anthony, Gunnar Henderson, Byron Buxton, Kyle Schwarber, and the captain, Aaron Judge. There will be 4 venues for the games this year: Lone Depot Park in Miami, Florida; Daikin Park in Houston, Texas; the Tokyo Dome; and Hiram Bithorn Stadium in San Juan, Puerto Rico. And now with entertainment, here's Dean.
In entertainment news, first we have Megan Morney's new album, Cloud 9, just debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200. She posted on Instagram saying she's literally on Cloud 9. With some new music, Zach Bryan's Say Why is currently sitting at the top of streaming charts. Pink Pantherist and Zara Larsson are right behind him with their collab stateside. Zootopia 2 just hit at-home platforms today, or you can watch The Bling Ring, which just moved to Netflix. Keep an eye out for Harry Styles' new album dropping this Friday, Kiss All the Time. Michael B. Jordan is currently the front runner for the Oscars in a few weeks. The trailer for the new Spider-Man DLC was just leaked. Speaking about Spider-Man, the Spider-Man 4 set photos just got leaked online, and it looks like there's a new black suit, though Marvel hasn't confirmed anything yet. Finally, if you're into reality TV, the new season of Love is Blind is officially the most watched show on Netflix. Next with SAG News is Dylan.
The Screen Actor Guild Awards are broadcasted
this Sunday. Kristen Bell. The Lifetime Achievement Award went to actor Harrison Ford, who starred in Star Wars, Indiana Jones, and the Apple TV show Shrinking. Male actor in a leading role went to Michael B. Jordan for his performance in the movie Sinners. Shortly after, Sinners received the award for Best Ensemble in a Film. Other notable winners include Jessie Buckley winning the award for Female Actress in a Leading Role for her performance in Hamnet, and Sean Penn was named Best Supporting Actor for his role of Stephen J. Lockjaw in One Battle After Another. In the television categories, Best Comedy Series Ensemble and Best Actor in a Comedy Series went to the cast of The Studio, which also included Catherine O'Hara winning for Best Actress, to which Seth Rogen accepted the award on her behalf and gave a heartfelt tribute to his late co-star. Congratulations to all of the winners, and now with the weather news is Luke.
Hello, I'm Luke. The season of March has finally here and comes with many things. March Madness, NFL free agency, but also the warmer weather. We are slowly getting closer and closer to spring, but now in the month of March, after last month being nothing but cold, with nothing but snowstorm after snowstorm. Back in February on Groundhog's Day, the groundhog did sadly see his shadow, telling us that there was still much winter to be left. Now the groundhog has been right so far, but I personally don't believe in any of that stuff, or at least I just don't wanna. In about 2 weeks, we will be seeing more consistent warmer weather with spring sports starting up. Snow from early February is finally melting down, and we can finally see green grass here and there. But soon enough, we'll see nothing but green everywhere. Before you know it, everyone will be finishing finals in hot 80-degree weather and booking trips around the world. For now, bundle up for the cold, but be ready for the heat. I'm Luke Scaranza, and with Schreiber News, we have Yell.
In Schreiber News, Port Washington Varsity Men's Basketball won their semifinal game 35-32 against Valley Stream Central. this Saturday night against number 1 seed Baldwin in the Nassau County title game. In Billy Edelstein, in the game against Valley Stream, hit 2 clutch free throws to secure the win. Last week we had a snow day. On Tuesday last week we had our first virtual day since COVID. This weekend the Schreiber play The Little Mermaid, directed by Miss Nelson. The show will be March 6th and 7th at 7:30 and 7th and 8th at 2 p.m. In other news, the phone ban is slowly dying since students are sneaking using their phones during class and in the bathroom. At the beginning of this year, they were supposed to be in our lockers, but slowly people put them in their backpacks. Now with offbeat news, here's Otto.
The United States has felt very strange lately with all kinds of crazy things going on, ranging from technological failures to wild natural coincidences. In Miami, a high-tech food delivery robot became an internet sensation for the wrong reasons when it got stuck on the tracks and was completely destroyed by a passing-by train, proving that the future of automation still has some bugs to work out. Nature hasn't been any more normal lately. While people were dragging themselves out of bed at 6 a.m. to see a blood moon eclipse. An antique shopper in New York was startled to find that a statue on a dusty shelf was actually a live, blinking owl that has decided to live in the store.
Thank you for listening to WDOT News.